Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Attorney General of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, is with us this afternoon. Mr. Attorney General, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark.
Explain what happened today. And this is only affecting certain states right now, so sort of run through the details and the minutiae on that, if you will.
Yeah, so there's three big lawsuits going on right now. Missouri was the first to file, I think, on each one of them. But a number of states have filed. There's the OSHA private employer vaccine mandate. There is the federal contractor mandate, which affects about 25% of the workforce. And then there is the CMS healthcare worker mandate. So we were the first to file, and today we got a ruling. There were 10 states in our coalition. Missouri led that, got a ruling saying, look, there's no constitutional authority for this. There's no statutory authority for this. So we're halting it. And a good sign of, you know, in the ruling today on the injunction was that it's likely we'll prevail on the merits, which is sort of the final test. So all these things are going to make their way probably ultimately to the Supreme Court. But this is a good sign. It means that it's a victory for those healthcare workers. It's a victory for hardworking Americans who can make these decisions themselves. And the federal government just simply has no authority to be doing any of this stuff. And we've been talking about this for a while now. It's a fundamental fight about individual liberty and the rule of law and our Constitution. And as a big win today, that's for sure.
So and keeping, you know, check in on the flowchart, if you will, just see if this is accurate or not. You tell me. You also had different federal court that placed a hold on the rule on the OSHA rule, right, with the 100 employees.
Correct.
But that is a separate ruling.
Yeah, that's a separate ruling. So I think it's important for people to know there's three big buckets here. There's the private employer OSHA rule. That has been halted. Missouri's a part of that. All of those cases nationally now have been consolidated into one case. That's moving quickly, but there's a halt on that. Now there is a halt on the healthcare worker, and I'm hopeful that there'll soon be a halt on the federal contractor mandate as well. But yeah, these are big cases. Like, if just as an observer here of administrative law, what are the powers of the federal government? I mean, these are big debates, and the good news is we're winning.
So the other one I want to ask you about is I'm a little confused about this. I had Shannon Robinson on last week talking about her case, which seemingly was pretty significant about local health orders. But was that one, Eric, where you guys had to actually argue on the other side? Or is that accurate?
We represent the department. Yeah, and sort of not to get into too much, but we represent the department. The judge has made a sound ruling on that. And we will be enforcing that now, which is essentially, and we'll be going around the state doing this, enforcing it, that these local health, public health, quote unquote, public health bureaucrats just don't have any authority to be doing the things that they're doing. And so, yes, they will be moving forward into that phase here soon.
But is there, and again, I apologize because I don't know how you keep track of it. I certainly can't. There's also a situation where you're going to be in court tomorrow on the St. Louis County mass situation, or is that?
Yeah, it's amazing, all of these fronts. Honestly,
right.
It's may you live in interesting times, right? But I've been like, we're leading the country in fighting for individual liberty. And I know I've said that, but objectively, we are. We are fighting on every single front where you've got the axis of tyranny here between Tashara Jones and Sam Page, who want to take away people's right, tell them how to live their lives. We'll be in court again tomorrow. We've beaten Sam Page all throughout this process. And then he went through the, you know, of beating back the mask mandate. He goes back in, tries to do another mask order. It's illegal because under the new state law, he can't do another one or try another one for 6 months. So tomorrow we're in court again to beat that one back. So It's amazing. I mean, it's like, you know, it's remarkable, actually, how these petty COVID tyrants just never want to stop. But I got news for them. I'm going to fight them every step of the way, and we're winning.
On the one tomorrow, is that something where a judge can rule relatively quickly, or you just kind of have to wait and see?
Yeah, so that's our we're asking for another injunction, injunctive relief, essentially, to say that we've beaten you on all these mask mandates before. Your new iteration is illegal, and therefore make it clear that it's not in effect. And so, yes, so we're hopeful that the judge would rule quickly.
Did you by any chance see the story over the weekend about the because I guess you and I would both be considered the crazy, the lunatic. What was the reference from Faisal Khan over the weekend?
The lunatic.
The lunatic fringe. Yeah, lunatic
fringe. What's interesting about that, Mark, is that's an email that was sent out. In our lawsuit against the county, we have been asking for months for discovery, which means, hey, show us your emails. Show us how you arrived at this decision. What are you basing this on? And they have fought desperately to never let us see those emails. And I think this is a reason why. I bet you there are a bunch of emails like that one that are arrogant, elitist, basically making these decisions not based on science but on politics. So, again, it's another front. We're not going away. And I know they want me to go away. I am not going away.
I love it. Well, and you're winning, I think, which is important. Now, this one's confusing to me. You and I haven't had a chance to speak about it. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt is with me this afternoon. So you offer to the mayor of the city of St. Louis, Tashara Jones, hey, you guys owe us $5 million for a legal settlement. If you spend that money in hiring more police officers in your crime-ridden city, you don't have to pay back that loan. So is that accurate up until this point?
Yeah, so it used to be the state of Missouri would represent the city on certain matters, and there was essentially $5.5 million that's owed to the state from the city of St. Louis. And I didn't run out and do a press conference. I didn't even do a press release on it. We just said, hey, look, the $5.5 million, use it for more police. I care about the city. I represent the city as their attorney general. I care about the men and women of law enforcement. I know how many hundreds of officers they're short. I know that it's the murder capital of the United States. I want to do everything I can to support that as far as, you know, attacking violent crime and protecting citizens. So we said, keep it for the purpose of hiring more police officers.
She won't do it.
And she held a press conference and says, here's my counteroffer. And I was asked about it. This is not a negotiation. Like, it's not a negotiation. If it's for more cops, great. If I'm not interested in her pet projects. So, you know, it's sad, honestly, that more police officers doesn't fit into the agenda of the mayor of the murder capital of the United States. It's sad.
So she basically says, okay, we'll take this. This was her counteroffer. If you offer or if we can use the money for incentives for 911 operators, incentives for officers to get the COVID-19 vaccinations, mental health programs, but not to hire more cops. That's the last thing we'll do, right?
Yeah, of course. Why would she want to hire more cops? It's totally nuts. But it's part and parcel of what's happening is that her administration is a total disaster. And but she tried to make it a political spectacle, and I think it backfired because people are like, wait a minute, what? Like, they've offered $5.5 million for more cops and you don't want that money? I mean, it's nuts.
All right, one more important topic. Steven Matz to the Cardinals, Scherzer to the Mets today.
Yeah, I thought Scherzer was a long shot. I know, you know, the St. Louis guy, everybody wanted to bring home, but that probably ship sailed 7 years ago or whenever that was. But I don't know. I'm optimistic. They got some money to spend. I mean, the CBA thing now, December 1, is going to complicate these things. But I think they're serious about a shortstop and the starting pitcher. And I guess if we end up with a DH, as much as they don't like it, they can go out and get a big bat. So it could be a big offseason. But I kind of like their train of thought now, but the proof will be in the pudding here soon.
This seemed to be a pretty good pickup. And if you read through maybe later today when you have time, you can hear what Mo said, because if you kind of read the tea leaves a little bit, I think everything that you just indicated is certainly on the table as far as maybe a shortstop or another bat regarding the DH. The DH is coming. I think the only question is it next year or the following, right?
Right. It is. And I don't like it. I'm more of a traditionalist there. But if it's coming, you know, they can add some pop to the lineup. And last year, you know, they definitely needed that. But I tell you what, the young outfielders really stepped up last year with Bader, and Dylan Carlson's a superstar in the waiting, and Tyler O'Neill had a great year. So I think, you know, shortstop, DH, starting pitcher, that's all in the cards.
How,
not to not to use that pun.
How was the Schmidt family Thanksgiving?
It was good. So my wife's family's from out of town. They came in, and so we had Thanksgiving with them, and then went up to my parents who, you know, were still in Bridgeton and where I grew up, and we went up there. And then so I had a series of Thanksgiving dinners, but it was great. Obviously, it was nice to spend time with family, and I'm very blessed, and it's great to take stock on the things that we're grateful for, that's for sure.
Well, listen, thanks for checking in and kind of setting us straight on some of this stuff. It's a little confusing keeping track of the flow chart, but we'll look forward to updates.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, but today was a big win for Liberty, that's for sure.
All right, Eric, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.